Since we spoke to you last, of course, you've had the Player of the Year dinner. Player of the Year award has gone to Aidan McGeady. Just how deserving is he of that?
Yeah, I think there's been some consistent performers within the group, but I think over the last 2-3 months, is some of the eye-catching performances and goals that he's got has probably warranted that award. I think he's worked hard for us. He's got a special talent. We've mentioned many times that when we signed him, he might be able to give us the X factor, which he certainly has. But I'm sure there was 2 or 3 other players that were very close to Pippi and him as well, because there's been some good performances, consistent performances, but sometimes the more exciting players as such go out and get the awards rather than the consistent ones.
And Jordan Hugill got the goal of the season for his strike at Aston Villa. A nice moment for everyone, that.
Well, it was, in terms of it equalised, got something out of the game. Again, great finish from Jordan. Nice for him to get an award, because I think he's been very good this year, and to get into double figures as a striker is all you want, really, and especially in the Championship. So we're pleased for him. Ben Pearson, young player, probably would have pushed McGeady close as well in the main award, I think. Unfortunately, he had 6 games that he missed that he didn't allow him to play, and that's something he has to work on for next year. But all round, it's nice to see the awards shared out, because ultimately we are a good, strong team, and them rewards reflect that.
Do you have a personal moment, Simon, looking back at the season that's just virtually over now, a highlight?
Too many to mention, to be fair. I think you can look at the performances that we've had against the big teams. I think we can be really proud that you've taken 4 points off Brighton, Reading, you've beat them, Huddersfield, we've beat them. Look, all round, it's been some great performances. I think probably the biggest moment will have been the first half performance against Arsenal, when we carried out and executed everything that we'd worked on, made one of the top teams in Europe look average to a certain degree, and really could have been a couple more goals in front. So I think that first half performance showed what and put us on the map a little bit in terms of people who didn't know too much about us.
Just going back to Aidan McGeady, I know that you want to keep him, and he's actually said that he would like to stay as well. Now, you've explained quite a bit over the past month or two about all the various things that will go into making that happen. Is there a risk that you could end up blowing a lot of your transfer budget on one player? Is that a concern?
I think
he's not going to come cheap, is
he? I think what we always do with every player, they have to more or less fit into our wage category, and that will be no different with Aidan. We're not going to sort of go and put somebody on twice as much money as anybody, or I'll be very surprised, because it sort of blows away everything that we're trying to do, that we've got a squad all together trying to keep on a level playing field as such. Yeah, certain players are earning more money than others, but there's not massive differences between a lot of them. So it's something that comes into the equation when you're trying to sign a player that's been successful. But the ingredients so far and the starting points are is that the player wants to come, we want to make it happen. Let's just see where all the other things can thrown into the mix can make it happen.
And when will that happen, do you think? When will the
I think we're speaking to Everton as we speak this week. We've spoke to them about him and Tyus as well. These things never got done quickly, and it'll be proceed along the ways, but do as much as we can to make it happen.
And in terms of recruitment, is it just fine-tuning? Is it emphasis really on quality rather than quantity? Because you've got a good competitive squad here already, haven't you?
Yeah, look, we've got to improve again. We've always done so every window. We've got to make sure that we had both them things, a bit extra quality, but obviously maybe the strength in depth that you've got is going to be increased as well, that when you lose a couple of players, that the ones coming in are going to help you along the way. Maybe that's been a slight problem over the last few weeks that has maybe not helped us, but ultimately as well, you've got to manage the squad in the right way. So look, we're always looking to improve the squad. Players are in place that we'd like to try and sign, and we'll see how they go over the summer.
And will there be one or two leaving? We know that the likes of Jermaine are out of contract.
Yeah, look, after the weekend we'll do our return list, and as every summer comes along, there'll be players leaving and new ones coming in. That's just football. Whoever leaves the football club, you wish them well and thank them for what they've done. But a new chapter starts for this club again.
And I know that you've had to fight off interest from other clubs at various points in the season, during the transfer windows at least. Do you expect that to happen again with one or two of your best young players?
Who knows? I'd be surprised if there isn't one or two people inquiring, because I think it speaks volumes of what the players have done as individuals and the team themselves as well. So we're not encouraging it. And the one big thing that we've got in our favour is that we don't have to sell any players, as we proved last summer in the August window, that every player has a price, and we sold Joe Garner, who we didn't probably think this time last year would have left. It's just football. It'd be the same for Manchester United, Chelsea, etc. Players got a value, and if somebody meets it, then it might happen. But ultimately, we don't have to, we don't want to. But time will tell, won't it?
And of course, there's still one game left to play away at Wolves. You got the chance to better your points tally from last season. How big a motivation is that?
Well, it's a massive one, and it's a big achievement, given that when you look at the teams that came down, three massive teams in Newcastle, Norwich and Aston Villa, and to achieve what we've done again this year is fantastic, whether we beat the total. I think we've improved as a team. We've been close to the playoffs. We've got more goals. We're improving all the time. And to be above a lot of teams like Wolverhampton and other teams who have spent, I think Wolves spent 13 million on one player, which is a huge amount of money for a championship, just shows you how well we've done again. Teams down near the bottom spent lots of money, got big squads, but there's something wrong somewhere because of the relegation scrap that a lot of teams have been in over the last 2-3 months. That's something that we've not really had since the first 2 months of the season. We've been looking at the top end all the time, and speaks volumes of what we've done as a group.
Just finally on that subject, down at the bottom, who's likely to fall through the trapdoor? Sorry to put you on the spot, but you've got three massive clubs there: Birmingham, Nottingham Forest and Blackburn Rovers, a team very close to your heart.
Yeah, unbelievable big clubs, all three of them. And who knows, there'll still be twists and turns right the way through that game. It might go down to a game like, was it Doncaster-Brentford not so long ago, a couple of years ago, where somebody misses a penalty, goes down the other end and then scores to get a team promoted or relegated. I can't remember how it worked out, but that's how it can be. And that might be at one stage, one team's in the bottom three, then 10 minutes later, another team is. I haven't got a clue. I'm not really bothered.
So I can't pin you down to a team that's going
I couldn't tell you which way it's going to go, because I think there's some talented players within all the groups. It depends on the teams that they're playing now, much if they turn up or not. Yeah. Brentford going to be the team that have played over the last few weeks in terms of being a very good team and got some good results. Mixed teams at Tipswich are always hard to beat. Will they be exactly the same? And I'm not sure who Birmingham play, to be fair.
They're away at Bristol City.
Well, there you go. Bristol have got that safe, but obviously got some talented players. Who knows? It's going to make an intriguing day. Fortunately, we're not going to be involved in it.